Time now for our third interview today. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO, a candidate for County Commissioner Position 3. Pat Fahey is in studio. And, Pat, why are you running for County Commissioner?
Well, thanks for having me here, Chuck. You know, if you're running for an office and you have a chance to listen to your other candidates speak, you get a chance to kind of figure out what you're going to say. Why am I running for County Commissioner? I should tell you, I come from a family and a generation that's a little bit uncomfortable talking about ourselves, so I'm not very good at this, but let me kind of describe who I am. I was born in Grants Pass, just like several other candidates here. I went to Grants Pass School District, graduated from SOU with a degree in accounting, married my wife Sue from there. We've been married 44 years, have three children. I've had the opportunity to work in a family business for most of my professional life, and that's Southern Oregon Sanitation. While it sounds glamorous, it's not really as glamorous as it seems sometimes. And when I first started back in the 80s, it really wasn't. And you learn some things when you're working in a garbage truck. You learn things like, really, all labor has value. And you learn that from just watching the people that work around you. And you have to, you're only as good as your word. And that's really important. If you tell a customer you're going to pick them up that day, you better be there. I've had the opportunity to do several things outside the garbage company. The background education I had back in the early 80s, we found out we had a need to automate. And at that time, there was, surprisingly enough, no software for garbage companies. So we designed our own systems. I ran that for 35 years. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of things business-wise in town. Well, we started a bank. That's another story. But I've also had probably the biggest joy I've had is doing civic work. I was the foundation chair when we built the hospital. I was instrumental in the initial startup on the food bank. I serve on the board of Rogue Community College and the library. And in both those roles, I had a chance to make solid, tangible impacts in the community. We just finished building a new library in Williams. We're in the process of rebuilding the one in Cave Junction. From the college level, I got to help in the medical science building over in Table Rock campus. And now we built a new science building in Grants Pass. And we have other projects going on. So I have a chance to actually help and make an impact in the community. And I guess each one of these roles, you have to ask yourself what the mission is, what we tell people we're going to do. Are we going to do what we say we're going to do? And it comes back to that whole issue about trust and integrity. And I feel good about those roles I've had because they've actually had tangible improvements for the people in Josephine County, both the library and the college, as well as, let's face it, the garbage company too. During COVID, we were one of those essential services. So that means there's no days off for the garbage man. And even this old guy got to do a route or two in the middle.
Radio 2.
Radio 2. Yes. I can just imagine. So, yeah, there's some things you have to do, and you take pride in that. And I do take pride in the things I've been able to do in the town. Why am I running for county commissioner? I think I can tell you, I've mentioned my family. I have three children, and I have five grandchildren. And while we're never able to run the clock back so it can be the childhood in Josephine County I had in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I do want to make sure that the county is best prepared to provide those kids the best life they can have. You know, there's an old saying, there's two types of people. There's the type of people that see what is and ask why, and there's the type of people that see what could be and ask why not. I tend to fall in that latter branch, and I will work diligently to promote the Josephine County to make it as good a county as it can be. You know, we have some real challenges right now. I'd say the biggest ones I can think of are homelessness, housing, economic development, and law enforcement. Those are all really important. I've written on it. I've spoken on it. But are those going to be the problems we have 10 years from now? I don't know, and neither does anybody else. We will get dealt the cards we get dealt as a community. And I think it's left up to the county commissioner to do the best they can to deal with those. And I'm hoping that most people agree that I have the tools to deal with that. I have a track record of success. I feel good about it. The best part is we have great citizens here in Josephine County to work with. And I think if you ask why I'm doing it, it's for those people out there.
You mentioned about three different things that are facing the county right now. First of all, you hit homelessness. Is there anything the as a county commissioner you can do to alleviate that situation? And if there is, what would you do?
The county's not going to fix it by themselves. The only way they're going to fix it is working with our cities, City Grants Pass, City of Cave Junction, as well as their surrounding counties. Some counties have had better luck with their process. Jackson County looks like they're doing real well now. I've identified the three problems I see in homelessness are the lack of affordable housing, the drug problem. Measure 110 was a disaster by anybody's recollection, and our lack of mental health services. We need to address those. And some of them cascade in each other, like the whole issue of low available housing. It's not just for homeless. It's also for workforce housing and higher end. We have a lack of inventory at all levels, and we need to work at that. And to be honest, if we can generate a strong housing industry, it solves some of the other problems. You start building up you work on our housing inventory, and all of a sudden your tax base goes up. You start working your housing inventory, all of a sudden your employment base goes up. You know, we have this big generational problem. A lot of the trades we have, other plumbers, steam fitters, electricians, the ones we had 10 years ago, a lot of them are retired. You know, the baby boomers are actually aging out. And I hate to say this, but I'm a baby boomer too, but
boomers forever.
Boomers. I hope not. I hope not. I heard Nathan Gonzalez talk about it, and he is exactly right. We need to get the next generation in here. I will tell you, I heard on KJO yesterday that yesterday was the official gray-haired grumpy old man day.
And here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
All right. You were talking about homelessness, and that seemed to transition into the second thing that you mentioned, and that's economic development. What do we need to do here to attract more economic development, more to, and I'm not sure if that's more factories, if that's tourism. What's your vision?
We need to work at every level to take away the barriers that employers have. There's a real good example out in Kirby. Kirby has Rogue Truck Bodies. Great place. They employ about 70 people. They'd like to start a new line of manufactured products, but they have to build the infrastructure in-house to do it. And I don't want to say they're being stymied by the building and planning department, but they're being stymied by the building and planning department. There are steps that are just unreasonably long and burdensome. I just finished a house. To get a minor land partition took me 8 months. And during that 8 month period of time, a sheet of plywood went from $25 a sheet to $50 a sheet. You can imagine I wasn't really happy. I think we need to evaluate what goes on there and see how we can expedite process through there.
All right. What changes can you make there as a county commissioner, or are you guided by legal guidelines?
Oh, yeah. You're definitely guided by legal guidelines, but you need to take a look at every step along the process. How can you expedite it? Are there any functions we're doing that aren't required by state or federal law? And if there are, I think we ought to have a long discussion about whether to do them. And those things that are required by state or federal law that we could possibly change, we need to start putting together a coalition of other cities and counties to help us on that. We can't do it by ourselves.
All right. Last one you mentioned was lawlessness. What are you going to do?
Well, support the sheriff. I worked with Colleen on getting the sheriff's rural patrol districts passed. You can't give the sheriff all the money, but you want to make sure you do that. It's going to be a long process, and we need to work at everything we can. I believe in the sheriff's sales. I know they just had one yesterday. There's a lot of confiscated stuff out there that could help fund it. Not the answer, though.
All right. Well, now that could be a revenue stream, but in the total picture, that's pretty small.
It is. You really need to work in the economic development, get the tax base for the county increased.
All right. You have a minute and 12 seconds left. Why should I vote for Pat Fahey now?
Well, I think I've lived here my whole life. I probably cast a pretty broad shadow. There's a lot of people know me. A lot of people trust me. To those that don't know me, I'm pretty transparent. Call me. I think the business I've been involved in, the civic activities I've been involved with, probably should give everybody a fairly high confidence level that I'll be a true servant for the county. If you have questions about that, my telephone number is on every ad I have, and that's my cell number. And the only reason why my phone's not ringing now is that Chuck made me silence the ringer.
You can put out the number now if you like.
541-218-6607. And if you really want to know me, you can call my wife. I'm not going to give you her number, but she'll tell you the real Pat Fahey.
10 seconds.
Thanks, everybody. I will tell you that a campaign just isn't a campaign. It's kind of a journey, and I've enjoyed every step along this journey, and the people I've chatted with have been wonderful.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat Fahey, a candidate for county commissioner position number 3. Stay tuned. More coming up right here on KAJO Radio.